Come on, man. This fucking phone, man.
Hi, it's Dina from Family First. How
Hello.
Are you?
Hello, Miss Dina. Hold up a second. My phone acting stupid. And you know I'm Fred Flintstone, and I ain't really good with this technology. So when it do something I'm not used to, I don't be knowing what to do. Hold up one second, please.
Okay, sure.
Oh, come on, man. I got to put in my pen, all this dumb stuff. Come on, man. It's crazy, man. Come on, man. All right, I'm here.
Okay, good. So I have good news for you.
I just got a call from my other agency. And,
okay.
So what's the good news you got for me?
So it's official. We can start servicing you as of today. Okay?
As of today?
Yes.
Yeah, well, he had already clocked in because he wasn't aware and he didn't want to take no chances. So he clocked in with the other agency this morning. I think he clocked out also. So how does this proceed for tomorrow?
So as of tomorrow, he'll have all his clocking in and out information. Now, as far as today goes, I don't think the agency can pay anymore for today. So I'll have him fill out a timesheet just to make sure.
No, ma'am, that's not important.
Okay.
You already went above and beyond the call of duty by giving us, or rather giving him, the same pay rate that we originally had, which was the $16.50. For that, I commend you and I thank you.
I appreciate that. I wanted to go over a schedule with you. It's 35 hours. What's your schedule now?
As of now, it's 35 hours. I'm hoping.
Right.
In fact, I found out from my doctor's office yesterday that she also put in paperwork for me to get more hours. So as of right now, it's 35 hours. It's 5 days a week, 7 days a week, from 7 to noon, from 7 a.m. to 12 noon.
Okay. Got it. So when we get the additional hours, we'll let you know. Hopefully that'll be soon. I'm going to put this in the calendar. Now, I wanted to let you know that there's going to be a new payroll coordinator who's going to be assisting to make sure that all the clock-ins going correctly and so on and so forth, okay? Her name is Valeria. I'll text you her number, okay? And you still have my number if there's ever any issues or, you know, you can't reach her. You can always call me. I'm still here. I do intake, so I won't be working with you after today, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'll send you her number. I'm going to call your caregiver now and let him know that he's going to clock in and out with us.
I doubt if you'll be able to get in touch with my caregiver.
Oh, yeah?
Because he has a part-time job when he gets done with me, and they put a lot of stipulations on him. So to eliminate the possibility of this, that, and the third, he don't take his phone with him because they be getting on him about, you know, being on the phone. So eliminate all of that. He don't take his phone with him when he goes to his part-time job.
Oh, I see. Okay, so we'll leave him an email with all the information.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Okay, great. So you have any questions for me?
None at all.
Perfect.
You know, none at all. Except, no, because, you know, I've learned not to ask about no money, but, you know, my caregiver is a sweet, a rare individual. And, you know, like, I'll be trying to make sure that he's not passive about certain things. I was made aware that it's a $300 sign-on bonus.
That's right.
Yeah, well, you just to make sure. So you can discuss that with him.
Because that goes
to him. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll discuss. I'll make sure he's okay with everything and he's aware of everything. If there's ever any discrepancies, you just call the agency right away to resolve it, you know?
Yes, ma'am. I'm happy to be coming on board because I got faith in y'all, so.
Yeah. All right, then. So you have a good rest of your day.
Yes, ma'am.
You speak with your caregiver today, you can let him know to look out for his emails. We sent everything there. All right?
All right.
Okay. Okay, bye now.